Welcome to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're glad you can join us today. We're looking at a lesson about the time when Paul went into Lystra. And there, after Paul and Barnabas had healed a lame man, they worshipped him as a god, and they wanted to. And then when Paul and Barnabas restrained them, they took Paul out and stoned him and left him for dead. Well, that's what we're going to be studying in Acts chapter 14. So you may want to take your Bible and be turning to Acts chapter 14. Look around verses 16 and 17, and we'll begin there in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're looking at a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of July the 19th, 1925. By E. A. Elam. Here's what we read in Acts chapter 14 and verse 15, beginning when Paul spoke to them, trying to dissuade them from worshiping Paul and Barnabas as gods. He said, "Sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and bring you good tidings that you should turn from these vain things unto a living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, who in the generations gone by suffered all nations to walk in their own ways, and yet he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave you from heaven rains and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness." This is a comprehensive and beautiful expression that God did good to the heathens who had turned away from him and were without his law, sending rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling their hearts with food and gladness. It was a witness of his existence, his power, and his glory. And all this testifies of his mercy and of his love. We read in Acts chapter 14, and in verse 18, "And with these sayings, scarce he restrained the multitudes from doing sacrifice unto them." They were so ignorant of God, these heathens were, and so intent were they on worshiping the apostles, that all this explanation scarcely restrained them from making the intended sacrifice. But then, things turned ugly very quickly. In Acts chapter 14, in verses 19 and 20, we read, "But there came Jews thither from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and entered into the city, and on the morrow he went forth with Barnabas unto Derbe." Not satisfied with persecuting Paul and Barnabas in their own cities, these Jews from Antioch and Iconium followed them to Lystra, and those from Antioch traveling 130 miles, and those from Iconium traveling 40 miles, disappointed in not being permitted to sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas, the heathens at Lystra were easily led by the inveterate opposers of the gospel to run to other extreme and to stone them. The multitudes who would have crowned Jesus on one occasion shortly afterward cried, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" So they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city by his hands or his feet, as they would drag a dead beast. So supposing that he was dead. There they left his body to whatever fate might befall it. Their intention was to kill him, and they thought they had done so. This was the first bodily harm done to Paul, so far as the record shows, and to this he refers in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 25, when he says, "Once was I stoned." But Paul was not left alone. The disciples followed his supposed dead body and stood about him, no doubt in great grief and deep sorrow. Here and at other places, some did indeed turn to the true and living God. Timothy, then a boy, his mother, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois, were probably in this group of mourning disciples. Paul was not dead, however. He revived and rose up and entered into the city. Or, if Paul was dead, he was raised from the dead. We can easily imagine the loving ministrations of the disciples bestowed upon Paul that night. It had to have been a miracle to have been so stoned and left for dead, and then able to rise up and walk into the city. And not only that, he and Paul and Barnabas left the next day for Derbe, which was another 20 miles away. And that's pretty much for a man to walk who had been left for dead only the day before. It is not stated how long Paul and Barnabas remained in Derbe, but they remained a sufficient time to preach the gospel and teach many. They did not seem to have been disturbed at Derbe. From Derbe, they reversed their course and revisited Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, the persecution in those cities having subsided. They did this in order to confirm the disciples by exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. They did not leave these churches lately established to struggle alone or to die, but visited them to encourage them and to further instruct them. In every one of the churches, they appointed elders, a plurality of elders in every congregation. Elders are overseers or bishop. The duties of elders are plainly taught in the New Testament. From Antioch, the apostles went to Perga and preached. And from there they went to Attalia, and from there they returned to Antioch in Syria, which they had been committed to the grace of God when they started on their journey. It required several years to make this journey and to do this work. Having returned home, Paul and Barnabas gathered the church together and reported to them, rehearsing all things that God had done with them and through them, and that how he had opened a door of faith unto the Gentiles. As Acts 15 in verse 3 states, this report caused great joy unto all the brethren. Paul and Barnabas remained with the church at Antioch no little time. This shows how missionary was done under the inspired guidance of the apostles. The church, as such, commended to God and sent out the missionaries. Whatever support was given was sent directly to the missionaries or given directly to them. Their missionaries returned and reported directly to the church the results of their work, and no other organization was necessary, and none other was used. That brings this lesson to a close, and we come to the story of the council at Jerusalem. Now this is found in Acts chapter 15. It's part of a lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of July the 26th. I don't know if I have time to read the entirety of this, but I'm going to start now reading in Acts chapter 15, and we'll continue this as we continue with this radio Bible school. Acts chapter 15 and verse 1. And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, saying, except ye be circumcised after the custom of Moses, ye cannot be saved. And when Paul and Barnabas had most small dissension and questioning with them, the brethren appointed that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. They, therefore, being brought on their way by the church, passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversions of the Gentiles. And they caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church, and the apostles and the elders, and they rehearsed all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees who believed, saying it was needful to circumcise them and to charge them to keep the law of Moses. Acts chapter 15 and verse 2. And the apostles and elders were gathered together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much questioning, Peter rose up and said unto them, Brethren, you know that a good while ago God made choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knoweth the hearts, bare them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why make ye trial of God, that you should put a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that we shall be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, in like manner as they. Acts chapter 15 and verse 12. And all the multitude kept silence, and they hearkened unto Barnabas and Paul, rehearsing what signs and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles through them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath rehearsed first how God visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After these things I will return, and I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and will set it up, that the residue of men may seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who maketh these things known from old. Wherefore, my judgment is that we trouble them not that are among the Gentiles, that those who turn to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from what is strangled, and from blood. For Moses from generations of old hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Acts 15:22. Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men out of their company, to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, chief man among them. And they wrote thus to them, the apostles and elders, Brethren, unto the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, and Syria, and Cilicia, greeting. Forasmuch as we have heard that certain who went out from us, who have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, to whom we gave no commandment, it seemed good unto us, having come to one accord, to choose out men and send them unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus. We have sent them, therefore, Judas and Silas, who themselves also shall tell you the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from sacrifice and to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which, if you keep yourselves, it shall be well with you. Fare ye well. So they were dismissed, and came together to Antioch, and having gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle.